Okay, we're holding in Siman Nun Tes. Dirshu is holding in Siman Samach Vav, so we're a little bit behind. So maybe what we'll do is we're gonna read through Siman Nun Tes, and we'll see whatever Mishnah Berurah we can see today, and then we'll try and move on to Siman Samach, which is a very famous Siman about Mitzvah Shrichos Kavana. This is the place where the Shulchan Aruch paskins for mitzvahs, that's Mitzvah Shrichos Kavana. It's a very important Siman. So in Siman Nun Tes it says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Yotzer Or Uvayre Choshech Tiknu Lahazkin Midas Laila B'Yom. And why is it in the morning when we are saying a bracha on the Ma'oros, and we're giving thanks that there's light in the world and so on, why are we mentioning darkness? And why mention that at night and mention the Yotzer Or during the day? So the Gemara says, "Tiknu lahazke midas yoyim midas laila b'yoyim elahitzi milayiv happy karsem she'emem shemisha bara ar loy bara cheshach." So we mentioned midas laila b'yoyim midas yoyim b'laila, that it's the same God who created one created the other. It's not chalila shtei rishiyos. Hence the necessity to mention both. Siv Beis speaks about if a person made a mistake. In Tov Omar Shebidvar Mariv Aromim during Shacharis, the Nizkamiyad, which we're going to see means Tech Kadei Dibor, the Omar Yetzar, so he fixed up his mistake, the Gamsiyim Yetzah Ma'oros, and also ended off properly with Yetzah Ma'oros, Yotso. Avlim Omar Bidvare Mariv Aromim, the Le Omar Yetzar. So he didn't say and finish and fix up with Yitzhah R. Eli C and Yitzhah Ma'ariz La Yatzah. So then you have not been Yitzhah the Bracha. Vim Amar Yitzhah R. Uvere Cheshech Asher Bidvore Mariv Aravim. So you mentioned both Midas Laila, Midas Yay, Midas Laila. And then you continue Asher Bidvore Mariv Aravim. The Gam Siyim Mariv Aravim Layotza. So the Chasima wasn't a good Chasima. Layotza. Vuadinim Le'amar Tchila Rak Yotze Ar Im Siyim Mariv Aravim Layotza. You weren't masked both Midas Yim Velayla, and you just began with Yotze Ar and you were Messiah Mariv Aravim Layotza. Avlim Siyim Yotze Hama Oroiz. But going back to the previous case, you said Yotze Ar Verachashach. Then you continued and you said Mariv Aravim, and you were Messiah Yitzah Ma'oros. So Kevin Shapasach Yitzar Yatsa Apopi Shehifsik B'Mariv Aravim. Even though in between you were Mafsik with something which was incorrect, you are Yatsa. I mean, to the best of my knowledge, this is not such a common mistake that people make, and I've never heard of such a mistake. People are mixing the two once they start one and doing the other. So we'll, perhaps just gloss over some of these Mishnah Berurahs. Yeshemim shehakadush shebiyotzer yachid oimra lefi she'ena ela sipur devarim. Now, usually when it comes to kedusha, we've learned that ein davishah b'kedusha pachas masara. You need to have 10 people in order to say kedusha and so on. Now, what about the kedusha which we say during Birchas Kriya Shema? So Yeshem, and there are those who say, if you look in the Beragayla, he says, Tamidi Rabbeinu Yoina B'shem Rabbeinu Tzarfa Suktsas Ge'oinem Vev Rabam Rabbeinu Yoina Arash Chuvas Arambam Arches Chaim Shebnoi Heyed Al Aviv Shechazabay Alach Lamaisa. Interesting discussion. This Kedusha which we say, now those who say Yachid Oimra, you're allowed to say it even by yourself. That's not proper Kedusha as such. We are mentioning what the srafim, the afanim, what they are saying in Shemayim. So we're saying this is what they say. So it's a sipur dvarim. I'm just telling over a story. But there is a dea, that's the Rambam, the Rashba, the Yeruchim, and others. And it's also the Zera Kodesh, which says that one is medaleg, one skips it. The ein and emeris elabit zibor, that must be said with a minion of asara. Now the yesh lachush lidivrehem, v'lizayeh sheyachad yemena benigun, u ta'amim kekeir batera. So therefore, one should be mindful not to say it stam. But if you're davening by yourself, you should say kadosh, kadosh, kadosh Hashem, tzivakos, malayichot. Like that, you should say it with the tamim. And this way, it's like keribatera, and so on. Hagol ukvah poshet aminug kisvar rishona. The Rama says, but the minug has already spread, like the first day, that you do say it by yourself. And the yachid aimer I saw, and a yachid can say it. You should say it the kol ram. You should say it out loud, and so on. And we'll have to see this that the Shulchan Aruch paskins that it's best to be mindful of the first day, and you should say it with the timim. So I don't know. Let's say the chazan, you know, goes at lightning speeds, and you know you're in Kedusha de Sidra, but you're not there yet, and you're going to say it 10 seconds after the tzibur. So that also called that you're saying it kiyachid, because you're not saying it together with the tzibur, and therefore you'd have to say it with the trop in such a case. So there's a minyan, but the minyan already said it, but you're a little bit behind, you're 10 seconds behind everyone else, and maybe according to the Shulchan Aruch you should still be mindful to say it with the time.
is this what we're saying? Whenever you have a case of Torah about Torah, you should say with time.
No, he's not saying that every time you have a Torah about Torah, you should say with the time. I think he's saying that here, because it's Kedusha, it's you know, Kadosh and Baruch, these are, I mean, you know, we say Yimlech also, but Yimlech is not from the Ikr Kedusha, like Harai or Labash. Let's say if a person has finished the Brach of Sim Shalom, but they haven't finished Shemoneh Esrei. And they hear the chazan say kedusha, so you answer to kadosh and baruch, but not yimlech. So the ikar kedusha is kadosh and baruch. So because that is considered to be a davar shebe kedusha, it's not poshut to say that yourself because it's not betzibor. So then you should say it with a tainim because then it's kerabatera. From stam a poshut reishis baruch, there's no problem to say that beyichidus. Good. Dawud says, Birkas Yotzer, the Arvis, Eimer Mashliach Tzibur, the Nachas. So these brachas you should say with the Shliach Tzibur, the Nachas, which they say means you should say it quietly, not to kind of scare others, and so on. If those who would like to hear it from the Shliach Tzibur, so you should say it quietly. V'yimaher l'sayim kodim shisayim Shliach Tzibur. And you should finish off the bracha so that you're able to respond amen to the shliach tzibur. You know, and I feel sometimes the shliach tzibur needs to pace himself, and if he's going at a pace which he feels is good, but he still should go like a tiny bit slower, so that if everyone else is going at the pace which he feels is objectively a good pace, that they can finish the bracha and say amen to his bracha. Otherwise, you know, they're finishing at the same time. So you should finish before the shatz. If you wanted to be yitzah from the shliach tzibur and you heard it from him, then that's okay. The brachas eila shliach tzibur meitzah yachad afapishu baki. When it comes to these brachas, the brachas kriya shema, which we saw yesterday, really are brachas which are connected to Shemoneh Esrei. These brachas, the shatz, is able to be made to you, the yachid, even if he is a baki, even if he is able to do it himself. Now we've seen this concept many times, that in order for the shatz to be made to you, it has to be that there's a minion there, as opposed to the shatz, if there's no minion. And you happen to overhear someone saying it, it's only if there's a minion there, then he's made to the minion, and so on. You shouldn't say amen to the bracha of the shatz then and there. Mishum dahavi hefsik, that is considered to be a hefsik. Good. Hey. Im ta bevirkas yetzer beinyan shetzar lamid acher tachtov. So we saw before that derech eretz dictates that if someone is asked to be the shliach tzibur, he should be mesarif. should be misari the first time. Second time, he should kind of make an indication that he might consider it were he to be asked the third time, and start to get ready. And the third time, he goes up. And we said, if the shliach tzibur is in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, he gets stuck and he freezes, so then you're not supposed to be misari, you just go up. And we mentioned that the first three brachas and the last three brachas are considered to be one indivisible block. And therefore, if a mistake is made in the first three, you go back to the beginning. Now, the question is, we've got this extremely long bracha, beginning with Yetzer Ara Varach Heshech, and ending Yetzer HaMoiris, with, you know, lots of things in between, and Kedusha, the Sidra, and everything. So is that all one big long bracha? And if the fellow makes, you know, he's about to say Baruch Hashem Yetzer HaMoiris, and he freezes, you have to go all the way back to the beginning. So says the Shulchan Aruch in Ta'a, the Birkas Yetzer, the Inyan Shetzarech Lamed Acher Tachtav, in Ta'a mi Kedusha Ve'elach, Ein Hashem Yitzach L'Haskel, Ela mi Makam Shepasak. So you don't need to go back to the beginning. Rather, it's considered Legabi this din as separate sections. In other words, it's from the beginning of the bracha until Vayifanim, and from Vayifanim ad Lekel Baruch, and Lekel Baruch until Yetzer HaMoiris, and therefore that's the way we would divide it. Agad, the Haina Shemaskal Mikedusha, the Elach, the Ntar, Kedem Kedusha, Tzach Lahaskal Bereish. Okay? I guess. Right, I guess if someone has already finished the bracha, then yeah, correct. Okay, let's go back and see.
Many years ago, I was davening here on the I was halfway through Shmoneh Esrei, and I was the only Hatzolah member, and the kid started choking. So I left the arm to sort out the kid, and then they were, I think the person who took over started again from the beginning.
He started from, so again, it was in the middle of one of the middle brachas of Shmoneh Esrei. You left the Amud, and someone went back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. That was wrong. They should have started the bracha. Should have gone back to the beginning of the bracha. Yeah. If it's one of the middle brachas, you go back to the beginning of that bracha. Yeah. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah. We said, one says, Yotzer Ar, Tzarech Lafsid Ben Yotzer Uvein Ar, Kehechidele Lishtama Yotzer Ar. So you have to be able to hear clearly the two words. Now, we're back at the beginning of this siman, so we'll see what we can do. So it's interesting, like, why over here does the Mishnah Berurah tell us this? I mean, we know, we're going to see in Hilchos, and we're going to see when it comes to Shema, we're going to see, which siman is it? Yeah, in Siman Samach Aleph, where the type of the siman is Kama Tzoch Ladaktik, Ulechavin the Kriya Shema, and like you have in many Sidurim, there's lines Al Levavecha. Whenever it is, what is it? Onomatopoeia. When you have two letters back to back, in order to be mafsik, and so we find that by Kriya Shema because you're supposed to be medactic. I mean, what's pshat that the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here in this bracha? Be careful about Yotzer and Ar. Is it Dafka Yotzer and Ar? Meaning, is it because we're saying over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yotzer Ar, we want to kind of make sure that's pronounced correctly? I don't know, is that? I'm just not sure why specifically that more than other ones, I'm not sure. I'm a bear, he's a b'shai tshuva, my shakas of Oibazet. Fine. So we said in Bayes the various permutations of potential mistakes. And we said that the main thing to remember was that if you get the beginning and the end right, then you're good to go. Whereas if you get the beginning right, but the end is not right, and so on, then we said that's problematic. Again, I think it's not as common. So maybe we'll move on to the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Gimel. And Siv Gimel, we said the discussion as to whether or not a Yachid is supposed to be Medaleg the Kedusha, if they're davening the Yechidus. So the first day said Yeshemim Sheyachad Medalga. Medalga says the Mishmur Rak Yemer V'Oimrim Bira Kodesh. Vayfanim. So you just say the first word Kodesh. You don't say Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh with the continuation. You just say Vayimrim Bira Kodesh. And then Vayfanim Vayimrim Baruch. That's it. So you just say one word Kodesh, one word Baruch. Megate Vaita. So here he's being machria in this shaila that he's davening by himself because he delayed in coming to shul. But being that he's saying it b'tzibur, then he's able to say it. Which is interesting, that's called saying it b'tzibur. And this might be machria other shailas. For instance, what is the best way for the Shliach Tzibur to say, let's say during what we call Kedusha, during Chazaras HaShatz. So the Shatz says, Mekadesh Hashem Kol Ba'olam, and so on, and then the Tzibur says, Kadesh, Kadesh, Baruch, and so on. So should the Shatz say it together with the Tzibur, or should he say it afterwards by himself? So that if you say, Ein Davar Shibu Kedusha, Pachis Ma'asara, when it's always best to say it with the minyan, so then l'chay you should say it with the tzibur. And I mean, when I daven for the tzibur, I reduce it together with the tzibur, the kadesh and baruch together with the tzibur, because of understanding that there's a mila to say it together with the tzibur. But I know in some shuls, and I think maybe, you know, in like many, I don't know if it's Semitic Anglia or United Synagogue, but often they'll stop and then they'll say Kadesh, Kadesh by themselves. I remember having a discussion with the person once saying, I know the shul is looking to kind of slightly quicken things, so I'm not sure if you necessarily need to wait to say it afterwards. On the contrary, it could actually be halachically preferable to say it with a tzibur, and so on. And he said, oh, that's Minag Anglia, to say it afterwards, and so on. So I always thought that it's better to say it together because you're supposed to say it with the tzibur. This Mishnah Berurah, when he's quoting the Pri Chadash, who says that that someone who comes late to shul and he's saying Kodesh and Baruch, he can say it out loud by himself because that's cool that he's saying it with tzibur. I don't know, is that perhaps a smach to that particular Minag that as long as there is a tzibur there, that's still called that you're saying it with tzibur, and therefore the shatz doesn't necessarily have to say it together with a tzibur. I don't know. I'm not sure. I always thought it's best to do it together. Now we said that the Ramah said, even though the Mechaber said that one should be mindful and one should say it with the nigun and the tamim, he said, Pashat HaMinag, he goes with a second day on that you should be medalligate. So therefore, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah, is paskening that you should do so. And he points that over here in footnote 7. The same thing would be true. The Ramah says later on in Kuflama days, it's got the same din as Kedushas Yotzer. And the Mishnah Berurah writes over there that even though the Ramah says to say it by yourself, and nevertheless it's better to say it with the tzibur, and therefore it's better to say it with the tamim, and so on. That is what comes out. right, good. He points it over here. Number 8, also interesting. He says, V'chein l'nyin amiris yudgim amidis b'yachid, kasa shochanach v'kaman, shayyim ran, derech kriya. So again, say it with the niggun and with the tamim. Good. Now we said, U'kisha einin kedusha zois imam yisavet kol ram. It should be said out loud. Dafke b'tzibur, avo b'yachid oimer b'lachash kein kasvel yirava avo shaychur v'kasvel shein kepeda af b'yachidim im yemra b'kol ram. You can say it out loud. He points out over here number 10. Ubatama davashi b'tzibur yesh la imre b'kol. Why say it out loud? Kosovo Lavosh Kadesh at Sibur, Yem Reisei Biachat. It's just a way of the Sibur saying it together. So if everyone's saying it quietly, then it's not really saying, it's not really considered that you're saying it together. And others say this is Dugmas HaMalachim, that the Malachim say it together, out loud, and therefore it is Dugmas HaMalachim, and that's why you should do so. Good. So we said that these brachas of Yetzirah and Admirav also, you should say it quietly. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'adin l'chol brachas the Kriya Shema. We said, Ima shliach tzibur, v'avdi medina yochol l'chav, and lotzis b'vekos shliach tzibur v'il abaki. Even though you could in theory listen to his brachas and v'yetzah, the dachke b'tfilah, Eina shliach tzibur meitzis abaki. Only with regards to Shemoneh Esrei do we say that nowadays we're Bekiyin and the Shatz is in Metzias. And the reason why is Mishum the Rachmeinu. Everyone needs to be Mevakish Rachmeinu for himself. The best thing is to say it quietly with the Shatz. Shekevin Shem Brachas Arukais. It's difficult to kind of concentrate for such a long time. We say it out loud also. We said you should finish before the shatz. So if you're holding by Baruch Ato, and he's going to say Yetzam Ayres, you're not allowed to say Amen, and so on. Commission is bar in Simon Sam Chavav. The Yana Amen Avol Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy Lo Yoymar. Tafidu B'Pesukah Dezimra Lo Yarf Siklazel. The Commission goes Magen Ramam. We said Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy is not Medina de Gemara, and therefore one is not Mafsik. We said you say Amen after the Shatz. V'adin Im Shama Seif Baruch Mi Adam Acher Bein Baruch Hazu. So let's say you daven quickly, you've said Yetzam Eres, and then your neighbor finishes the bracha, you say Amen, and then you say Amen to the Shatz. We said that you should finish before you hear it from the Shliach Tzibur. I'm sorry, then we said, Umiyuim le Amra Rak Shama Mishliach Tzibur Yatsa. If you heard it from the Shliach Tzibur, Vadafkim Kivin Lotzeis, and I would venture to say nowadays the Shliach Tzibur does not have in mind to be mighty people in these brachas. That's what I would assume. I don't know. Elu, we said Mi'ikradin, one can be Yetzir with these brachas. Shel Kriya Shema, Ruadin Lachala brachas. Kleo, say Simon Vav, Simon Ches, Hilchas Titzis, Ayin Shemach Shagbat Sachayim. Levad mi bracha shel tefila, then a shliach tzibur meitzi as a baki, like we said. We said even though the fellow is a baki, tefilo im yotze kvar meitzi. So even if you have said these brachas, you could in theory be meitzi someone again who needs to hear these brachas. Let's say a person's not allowed to speak for whatever reason at an operation. You've davened shacharis, you could be meitzi them in the brachas. Wadin Mechala Brachas, Ukil Kaman, Tof Kuf Pei He, Tof Reish Sadi Beis, Levan Mi Berkus Hanenin, Demi Shriyotze Ein Yochala Haitzi Esa Acha, Shemuchuyev Adayim Mi Brachas. So if you're not drinking, you can't say Shahakal for someone else, that you can't do. Vafil Lemi Shinabaki. So you can only be made to someone in Berkus Hanenin if you yourself are planning on eating or drinking. We said that Ein Ashlich Tzibur Meitzi HaYachid, unless you have at least a minion, the Yachid Afilu Mein Avaki B'Fakas Ma'Astara V'Zeo Dafke L'Nyi Birkas Kriyashma V'Gam Birkas HaShachar V'Alevush Machmer Ki Birkas Kriyashma. That in order to be Yetzir Birkas HaShachar you need a minion. V'Avol Shah Brachas Kigain Birkas HaMitzvahs Birkas HaNenin Afilu Yachid Meitzi HaYachid Afilu Baki. I want to say Shachar for someone else. Like we said in the Hilchos Titzis, Ach Mabirkas Hanenin Yish Kamech Lukin Debabrach Rishonin Shal Halechem Vayayin Lekuli Alma Adin Kamech Kosavnu. That one can be made to one. Ach Tzarech Sheyik Be'oes Atzum Lezeh. They need to sit Sheyesh V'yachad, because when you're sitting down, that shows that there's a kvias and therefore one has been made to the other. Ule inyan birkasam mazayin imrak shnayim achlu. So here it's not so simple. Two people ate, and one wants to be made to the other. So then here we say mitzvah lechalek ule varach kalechat la'atzmai im loy she'echad ein habaki. Oz yitzi say habaki, and so on. Ayin sham, so really you aren't supposed to divide up. A few times my kids, when they were exhausted Friday night, and you know it's time to bench, and they're kind of falling asleep, they would ask, you know, can I be made to them? So I was makel, even though when there's two mitzvah lechalek, that it was either that, it was either that, or they would be under the table. So, fine. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll pick it up from Simon Samach tomorrow.